Hey everyone!
We gotta redo it the same way we do it regular. Like, this is the Long Corner Girls. First of all, we're tuning in for episode 38.
Yes, 38. This is our last episode by ourselves because our official last one for the year, we have a guest.
Yes, and that will be on December 6th. Sorry, December 8th.
It's definitely
December 7th. Tune in for that because she's dope.
Yes, she is.
This is our first live taping.
Yeah, we was like, let's just do it. Why not? This is our Thanksgiving episode. We wanted to kind of give something back in a different way and just like have fun with it. And you know, we're still recording, so for anybody who's listening now, obviously you get to listen to it before everybody else who will get a chance to listen on Friday.
So we've already kind of started. We've been drinking a little bit.
Cheers.
Happy, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up.
Yes,
you know,
the holiday season kicked off.
Getting it in, you know. And plus, we wouldn't be non-corporate without Prosecco. Yes. So we have to have Prosecco.
The official drink of the non-corporate girls.
So, okay. So this is our Thanksgiving episode. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot for us to be thankful for this year. Right, guys? Like...
Yes.
We've come a long way from rented rooms.
From recording outside at times.
From corner stoops.
Yes. Corner stoops. But we made it work. We made it happen. And that was most important. And it's most exciting because we had like little trials and tribulations. And
yeah.
Except for like, I can maybe say 3 or 4 episodes where it was like, what are we going to talk about on this topic? Because it was not that we drew a blank, but like, we really had consistent like themes. We didn't want to sound repetitive.
Right, yeah.
So there was just like a few of those episodes where it just seemed like we had to fish a little bit deeper.
Right.
But then they came together.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it was all lessons learned, how we navigate through this life. Plus, we record it weekly. Like, you know, I mean, there's a lot to say, but then sometimes it's like, is there a lot to say?
And sometimes we like, do we really want to say that? Because we wanted a filter, because like, my life is not your entertainment, guys.
Facts. So, but yeah, no, so like... I don't know. Let's say, I mean, we can't say we had a favorite episode, but we will say that there were a lot of some noteworthy episodes where just an overload of gems were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that.
I don't know if we have the same ones, but I feel like the Fancy episode, Fancy-fied.
Big sis.
She came
to this day, she's big sis, though.
Mm-hmm.
She hooks us up.
Yep.
Okay, with that inspiration, with everything we need.
Yes, we have a group chat with her, and like she's just sending us videos and whatever. So that one was a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
The one, our first guest, episode 20.
Julian.
We have to give him a shout out.
Yes, he just popped our cherry.
Podcast best cherry? I don't know. Something like that. But that was episode 20, our first milestone, and he was just so willing to be a part of, so that was a dope.
And just so full of, like, life and inspiration, and just, like, we learned a lot from him.
No,
we sure did.
He's the homie. We still hit him up, but he, you know, he be busy or whatever. But Julian, hit us up. Respond to my text, bruh. And then, who's another one for you? You could say the next.
I really liked Mark.
I love Mark.
Mark was really poetic,
he was good.
He had that artistic eye.
And what I loved about him and his message, and you guys, like, for those who haven't listened to these episodes, please do. Like, you would be remiss if you didn't. But for his episode, I think what was so dope was the fact that, like... I feel like I see him as very successful already. Like, he's doing it, and he still, like, is so humble, doesn't feel that way. He's like, there's a lot of work to be done, and, like, as long, like, until everybody on my team and my other friends can join in on this, then it doesn't really mean much. And
It was so cool, though, because, like, he literally, like, kind of just left corporate America. Mm-hmm. So, like, that transition, and we can relate heavy to that, because that was a huge milestone for us this year.
Right.
But it was just good to see that he's just, like, I'm not sleeping. Like, you know, I'm still hustling. Like, it's still a grind every day, you know? And he was real transparent about that.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was cool.
That was a great episode.
That was a good episode. And everyone else in between has been great. Let's just point that out. Like, yeah. Every single episode has left you with something, whether you wanted to be a writer, mm-hmm. whether you're in this... Carmen Lilly. Last week's episode was dope, so let's put Carmen out there.
And I wouldn't call myself, per se, as Ayana dubs herself, that's the fashion girl. Like, I'm more the beauty girl. Speaking with Carmen Lilly, like, she just made it so tangible. And like, getting into style and fashion. So yeah, but so many people be afraid of it.
I know.
It's like, if you're not wearing design, like, there's just a perception mm-hmm. that what equates you has, like, you're into fashion or you
have style. And people feel like they need to fit into this box, this weird box about how things should be, how they should look.
First of all, I'm not into trends. I've naturally never been. Like, whatever's in style, I'm usually not a fan of it until either it goes out of style or I'm wearing something from that's older.
Right.
Because I do whatever I want with clothes. I can say, admit to that. But I also
As
feel
you
like...
should.
Yeah, you gotta own it. But I feel like there is pressures of, like... maybe jumping in on certain trends.
Yeah. I mean, the whole trend thing, though, like, that's, like, I think...
people who are not into fashion... Wait, people that are in fashion, they don't do trends. And that's how you could separate who is, like, a style person, fashion person.
Yeah.
Because the...
Because fashion is fashion. Style is unique to who you are. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Fast fashion, fashion will always be fashion.
Yeah.
But your style, whatever that is who you are. You know, whether you can name it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So Carmen, like, shed a lot of light on that. And plus, she was really funny. And she just wasn't here for it.
She's, like, she was not here for it. She would nip it in the bud. Like,
she was like, listen.
I'm not, yeah.
Like, you look crazy.
That and just, like, you got it all twisted because I'm hustling and grinding.
Yeah.
Don't be out here making it seem like it's one thing when it's not that. Like,
and that was, you know, like, and I can say, like, all our guests, like, they all have the same mentality, though. Like, everyone, like, we feel like these people, you know, they're successful in their own right. They've done a lot in mm-hmm. their time. But they're like, we still working. Like, there's still mm-hmm. so much to do.
And they are of the bunch who doesn't sugarcoat.
Yes. They're like... And now, you know what, like, a lot of them, too, is, like, I still have so much to do, but we still have so much to do. Like, just, like, our peers, you know, our people, whatever, wherever that means for you, wherever that lies,
mm-hmm.
they're, like, as a generation, there's a lot of work to be done. And also, I want to take you with me as well. Like,
yes, I want to take you with me.
Yeah.
Like, that was a common thread between Mark, Fancy, like... It's like they are adamant about opening up the doors for the next generation to come in and making it a little bit easier, however they can do so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they putting in that work for us. So
it's been very inspirational. Like, you guys don't even understand.
We be fangirling and fangying on our own podcast.
Everybody. But we're good, right, though? Because honestly, like, we put in work to get these people to come on our podcast.
Yeah,
everyone don't just jump on podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. that's just not how it works. I mean, you think it is, but it's not.
It's not.
And we've been putting in the work, but also, like, this started on, like, February 16th or 15th mm-hmm. with kind of like a dollar in a dream, really, because I don't even know if we have a dollar. Mm. Like, what? I don't know.
We had at least a dog. Now. But no, we really was like, I don't think that we was even bullshitting about it, but it was just more like, are we gonna do this?
Yeah, it was like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we started. And then it's just kind of...
And we've been going ever since.
Oh, yeah. It's been
And it's been getting better and better and better. And better it's going to get
and
better,
better
next
and
year.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on that we want to do for next year, right? Like,
yes. Yeah, so that's part of, like, what this recap is about. And just being, like, grateful and thankful.
Yes.
Taking it all in stride. Being a support. Letting people out there know, like, that... use us as the vessel that we intend to be.
Yeah.
Because we want to make those connections and be those bridges between you and maybe
your
next opportunity.
Yeah. Whatever it is you want for yourself. Mm-hmm. We want to help you get there some way, somehow. If you hear something on this podcast and it's like, damn, like, I've been thinking, I've been trying to start. Mm-hmm. You can't start, but this person did. Or I want to jump in. You can't jump in, but this person did. Or like us, we've had lots of hiccups and things like mm-hmm. that, but we're still moving.
Yep.
Whatever it is, we want to be that support system for you.
Absolutely. And email us. Let us know the Let's Talk About It segment continued to be a very strong, like, aspect.
Super strong.
And we shared a lot there, so there's always something to be shared as far as, like, information goes and mm-hmm. getting people to the next step.
And hashtag obsessed with is a super big, you know, segment for us. We've featured a lot of people. Yes. And it's always cool to see our guests and who they're obsessed with mm-hmm. because it's just, like, this tree that kind of just keeps growing of all these people.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised, like, who, like, they're obsessed with as far as, like, it just shows more of their personality yeah. than the people that they're looking up to.
Yeah.
Because even with Marx and it being
John Coltrane.
Yeah, that's, like, so different.
That was dope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was great. What else?
What else? There's so much. We said, Ayana just came back from Cali. I even forgot that we recorded last week because our 1 week feel like 1 month apart. So it's always
it does feel like we recorded years ago, but mm-hmm. no, we recorded last week. I just got back from Cali. I was visiting my best friend, one of my best friends.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, Jazz. It was dope. Cali's dope. I love Cali. I've gone to Cali a lot of times, so it's whatever to me, but it was cool to see her hang out, and I was supposed to unplug, but that didn't really happen. I need a real vacation to unplug, like nothing but crystal blue water, pink sand,
and a pina colada. You like pina coladas?
I'll take it. All right,
maybe a Malibu. I don't know. She be drinking that strong shit. Like
no, things that grow hair in your chest.
Yes. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm very girly.
But you know, but what about you? I feel like you did family stuff this weekend because I was a part-time mom. Part-time mom.
I was babysitting and taking people to dance lessons and cooking breakfast Saturday morning. But that was fun.
I was like, I feel like you enjoy this stuff though.
I really do. I was just having a conversation. I think it was with my coworkers, and I was telling them, like, I'm such a, like, host. Like, I love gatherings. I love having people over. I love cooking. I love making drinks. And it's so funny because my mom is the opposite of that. She's, like, non-people person.
Right.
And it's like, no, like, watch with my couch. Don't dirty this. But for me, it's like, everybody come in. Like, what you want to drink? What you want to eat? Have mm-hmm. fun. Turn the music up. I'm so, like.
You are very hosty.
I am. I don't know. It's just, like, in my work. So, like, in my dream house, I want to. Huge kitchen.
I want
like an island so that while I'm cooking and making the drink, like everybody's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Goals. I'm putting it into
hashtag
the universe.
Goals. Speaking of goals, I'm having an event next week, Wednesday. So for those of you who know about Meet Me series, the event's actually called Meet Me at What's Next, and it is a goal setting workshop.
I love the idea.
To help you, or help us rather, as women especially, make moves and, like, space in our lives for what's next, you know? Yeah. So, the event's next week, Wednesday. Check out
Meet Me
series on Instagram to kind of see the link where you can purchase a ticket. Or, you know, just follow my page or meetmeseries.com and you'll get all the info.
And we're going to post a promo on...
Not Corporate Girls, of course. So, yeah, you guys should all come because it's going to be a goal-setting workshop and it's going to be dope. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that. What else do we have? We mentioned our guest for next week. And then after next week, the week after, that's our last episode. And then we're on hiatus.
Yeah, guys. Like, December 7th. Hiatus. You won't hear from us until the next season, which we're planning better, like, you know, even better guests. We might be recording differently. Maybe drop on a different day even. Who knows? But, like,
we just got to tune back
we
in.
We may do more lives, too. Depending on the feedback from this one.
There's a...
like, shout out to you, Sulika. You are the real MVP girl.
Hey, boo.
And somebody else just joined. Who is that? Jess Photos. Hey, Jess.
That's my line sister.
Yes, I know.
Hey, boo.
Yay. Way more people coming in. Oh, Suli laughing. Oh, no. Suli's like, yes. Yeah, so we may do more live, so, like, we can interact
it up
more.
Yeah.
Because this is fun.
It is fun. What else do we have going on?
Let me see. We was, what is it called? Off the record. We were going to talk about some stuff that we were not so happy about. That's going on in the world. Especially with it being the holidays. First of all, like.
Yes. So you guys heard about that story that's been trending about Centopia. Yeah.
Maybe was the last name.
Yeah, and it's this girl, and she's incarcerated, and she got locked up because a pedophile abuser, really,
she defended herself.
He was taking advantage of her, obviously, and she defended herself, and she got in the slammer for it, and they gave her life.
That's nuts.
This happened at 16.
First of all, it's nuts that we just hearing about it. She's been in jail doing mad time already. Because she's 28.
Yeah, but the thing is, there was a documentary about it and all this stuff. So my friend was telling me, like, I didn't see the documentary. It came out, like, in 2011. Like, it's been stuff about this. But, like, they gave her life. She's already done 9 years. Why is she in jail for life?
Why did she do 9 years when she was defending? And she was, like, she was the victim of sex crimes.
She was a victim her whole life. Mm-hmm. And it's just so disheartening, and we're just bringing it up because it's just been on our timeline today. Mm-hmm. I know I personally signed the petition, and we don't know what's gonna happen, but for real though, how is this the justice system? Why is the justice system always putting the people who don't belong in jail in jail? It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't work for the
and this girl's life is ruined. Like, her life was already ruined,
but to make a positive out of a negative, she did have her associate's degree. She obtained it in there, and she's about to get her master's. So I feel like
she's using the resources and trying to make a bad situation good.
But it's still so unfair.
It's super unfair. Like, how can you, but the fact that they're not trying to they're really trying to give her she has life.
I'm like, what like type what of jury?
Like how
do you not have children? Like, do you not like? I just
and Rihanna just, was not here for it
at all.
Neither
was Kim K. And
I heard that her post got taken down though.
By who?
I don't know.
On Twitter? On Instagram?
I don't know. But yeah, Kim K. She wasn't here for it either. T.I. wasn't here for it. Mm-hmm.
T.I. was like, he got sent something for court money.
But it's just this is crazy though. Like, this don't make no sense. People have done horrible things in this world, and this girl is only defending herself and she gets life.
And this is just the story we know. I'm sure there's many more.
That documentary, we need to watch that.
I want to watch it, yeah. That'll be on my list.
So that's disheartening.
That is. And we don't want to bring a somber mood, but
right to our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, because this is all about uplifting. But it's just sad because in a time where you think about family and friends. Also, still what's going on in Puerto Rico is being affected. Yeah. Although it's a new day, there's still so much hurt and pain that's happening around the world.
There's still work to be done. It's it hasn't changed. The storm is over, I guess. But, there are people who still don't have electricity. There are people who still don't,
What about the fire that happened in Harlem on 145th? I know people personally in there.
That.
Yeah, there was a fire that just happened, I think it was last weekend. It was a fire alarm, fire, whatever, and people lost their entire everything. Around the holidays.
I was just gonna say, and I hate when things happen right before the holidays. You gotta be thankful and blessed and whatever.
All year round. But especially on the holidays.
Really? When this happens, it's real hard to find your faith, disappointing.
Yes. So God bless everybody, and I know there's some fundraisers going on, so however you can give back in whatever
Please give back.
It could be in the form of making hot meals and delivering them, or helping to get meals delivered, or I know there's something called New York Cares.
Yeah,
and you
New
can
York
like
Cares.
Adopt different kids in the inner cities and pick out letters that they write to Santa or whatever, and you can be the
my
giver.
Friend did that. She
and it's
got
funny
her
growing up, I wrote letters and people sponsored us.
Really?
Yeah, to me and my cousins, because we were pretty decent off, but all the more expensive toys that our parents couldn't afford or whatever, we wrote those letters, and we were always good in school and stuff. So the letters that we wrote were we've been doing good in school, X, Y, and Z. And people, I remember one year a whole Dunkin' Donuts truck came to my grandma's house with a Santa Claus came out of the Dunkin' Donuts truck, and boxes and boxes of donuts plus toys. And it was from one of the New York Cares sponsors, letters that we wrote.
New York Cares is lit.
So we used to write those letters all the time growing up, and it was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Yep, so definitely give back in some way.
Look into New York Cares, though.
Yeah. I don't know if the brand, the company I did was New York Cares growing up. Because there's, like, there's also the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But there's a lot of resources to, like, give back and, like, help kids have a better Christmas. Yep. Help families eat.
And if there's one thing I personally love, I love gift giving. I love giving gifts. Like, it's nothing that makes me more happy than giving somebody something that I know they really, really want.
And because to
I
see them get happy and excited about it. Yeah.
That is my thing.
That, like warms my little heart sometimes, too.
It does. Because then it makes me, like, first of all, I know you. So I know what you like.
And I'm, like, a good gift giver.
I'm a great gift giver.
Right.
Pride myself in that. But, like, I just love it. Even though, like, I'm a bad Christmas shopper. Because I am the one for me, one for you type. Mm-mm. And I don't be knowing how to, like, label myself. I be wanting, yo, there be mad stuff that's so cute during Christmas time. And then everything be extra on sale.
Yeah.
So, it's easy to go out of your budget.
I mean, I'm more so, like, this is all just going to be for me. And then I'll get, like, these three things. I mean, when it comes to clothes, like, I can't,
it could be everything. Gadgets, clothes, like, makeup.
Anything other than clothes, I'm good. I can
You give, can hold. You can refrain give. From.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying in the midst of shopping, while I'm shopping from other people, I see stuff that
I
want.
Well, first of all, there's mad sales. Like, Black Friday's on Friday. I mean, I'm not participating in Black Friday. I don't participate
anymore.
The
last thing I ever bought was, like, a TV and my Wii. And my Wii. Oh. I got it for free with my TV. And two games. I'm serious. It was a bundle pack.
It was a 2-for-1.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I got a free Wii with my TV, and my TV is still lit. Like, I love that TV.
I love my TV, too.
Electronics is, like, probably the best thing.
I mean, the Best Buy line be, like, down, like,
I remember, around two quarters. I broke night for that TV, actually. Like, I was one of those that stood there in the middle.
The crazy people in the cold.
It was my only time. What I never did was, like, not for, like, sneakers.
No, not for sneakers. Can I remember those? Like, when people used
I never.
My cousin. I
always had my size. I'm a 3.5.
And I always had my hookups.
That's
not doing that. Because that was the popular size.
Yeah, you was. Like a 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 5.
I was not out here for these. But I had every single pair of Jordans that I wanted. So, yeah. What else? Moving on.
I'm just going to drink my wine.
Go ahead, girl.
My Prosecco.
Cheers again. Cheers. I love cheers. You know?
She just loves the holidays. She's all about the holidays. She's ready for it.
I do, but the holidays could be a hit or miss.
It absolutely
If there's anything that could tear, excuse me, tear a family apart, is the damn holidays.
It really is.
And it's just like, we gotta go to this person.
And every year is different. It's so harsh. You don't never know how to call it. One year, everybody's happy. The next year, it's like, I'm not really going to this person's house.
And it's
like, but what about us? What about us? What about the people with the food? Like, what about us?
Oh, my God. It'd be so shenanigans. My thing is, like, it comes the same days every year.
It's like, not people like be acting brand new. Like, oh my God, Thanksgiving.
You know what kills me? Why do people be so stressed out during the holidays? Like,
because it kind of creeps up on you a little bit. Like,
yeah, but like, why are you stressed out? Like, oh my God, the rice, y la gandules. Like, re-fucking last. Everybody,
because you make this shit like all the time, so like, why? Right, like, why this particular day?
I don't get it. Like, people angry,
stress themselves out.
That's my point. It's like, chill the fuck out. Like,
have a joint.
Like, I could go on because I just be looking at people and just the animosity that builds up and whatever. Like,
it's too much.
Yeah, y'all need to get it together.
But they say it.
I don't know. They or just is like, it creeps up and it's the fact that how we read it's different people to impress, and I may be like me in a whole other state. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get it. I do. She was like, I mean, I ain't stressed, but I can see what. Yes, boo, do not.
But thank you for being objective, though. You can see why other people get stressed, I suppose.
No, I guess I can see too, but I'm just like, I don't want y'all to be stressed. Like,
it's supposed to be the spirit of giving and loving and just everything's all kumbaya.
Like, the only time I can see where the holidays could be like, whatever, is like, if you broke. That shit will depress you real quick.
It has been a lot.
And no, for me too. Like, I want to go right on to the new year and like get this shit up out of here.
I usually do. Like, past, like, Thanksgiving, I really could...
Yes, January because, could come. Because for me, I know how I want Christmas to look, and I know what I... Like, I want to be able to do it how I want to do it. If I can't, I feel like it's a fail, and I'm just like, I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
So that could be saddening, because it's like, damn, I can't do it the way I want, or I don't have, like,
but
I,
then we have to remember that it's not about that. It's about the love and connection and family.
But that's not what I'm used to. I mean, I'm used to that, but I'm used to, like, a full-blown, everything is big, and now it's just, like, so low-key.
When you get your own house.
Exactly.
Hashtag goals.
Yes, one day. She was laughing. She was like,
Jess is so funny. Oh, shout out to, like, our, like, people here.
Yes, this is our support people.
Thank you. We appreciate you. It's all right, because more people will come another time.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, anyway, what else? Is there anything else we wanted to cover? I think
we were talking so much before, like, we went live.
Today has been... Oh, my God. We didn't even recap, you guys. So... We are so excited for season two, right? Because this is one and it's ending soon. But season two, we have, like, new assets and website.
It's about to launch. We did a photo shoot.
We was like, shout out to Melissa Martin, though, our MUA, because she hooked us up. Okay.
The highlight was on fleek.
Like,
our makeup was so good. Photos by Cohen, who did our photo shoot.
And then Sergio.
I don't know his handle.
Navity.
No, it's like Native New York. NYC Native. NYC Native. And he, he's still in the process of editing and whatever. But, like, he really took a lot of footage. So, we're just so excited to, like, start the new year, like, with a bang, with our website,
like,
everything.
Super strong.
Now we're, like, really focusing on the business part and the agency aspect of Non-Corporate Girls. Because, like, the podcast is thriving and we have the content there. But we want it to be more useful and purposeful.
Yeah.
And that's so that, like, it...
all ties together.
But it coincides with other initiatives that we're doing. Because so many of our episodes... They'll live on forever because people at different points in their lives will always be going through them. We want them to be referenced and reflective on.
Absolutely.
So we don't want them to go, like, you know, get ignored because it was episode one.
Right.
I think episode one is just as important as today's episode.
Agreed. So we're really excited about that. And we just can't wait to show you guys all the cool things that we're doing. And also, we're really excited because we're about to wrap up our first client under Non-Corporate Girls Creative, which is exciting as well.
Yes.
We
did some really cool things with them
In a short time, we did some cool things. And we're just excited to see, like, what other clients we can get, what other projects we can work on, and be creative and put ourselves out there.
And what paths we'll cross with other creatives to make, like, amazing things happen. Because a part of, like, the challenge I feel me and Ayana go through is deciding, because we both know, like, what we want to do creatively, like, we get that, but sometimes how to
execute,
not necessarily execute, like, how that's gonna look like, because if you don't know how it's gonna look like, then it kind of grays the area of how to go about making it happen. Like, we know, like, we say we want to do dope shit, right? And sometimes I feel like we make it seem more grand than it needs to be, and it could be something simpler that is, but it's because we're not so clear how that looks. Like, you know, because so many people do, like, different dinners honoring people, like, things get repetitive because
right,
you know, is
but and it's so about finding our twist on whatever it is we're doing, but we are still trying to, like, figure that out
and,
like,
fine-tune the message so that it, like, it makes sense for us and our brand, and it's cohesive, and not be, like, all over the place.
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges with running your own business. I honestly feel like, which is really weird, because I've had my own business before, and so has Delilah. Like, we've had a couple
things. This. I wouldn't even call it that.
That's the thing, like, the things that we've had, like, it's like, okay, like, we've done this, whatever. But this has been by far... the most
because when I was doing it on my own, I was, like, just a piece of the puzzle. There was so many other things, like, I feel like until this certain, and because we're still small, there won't be departments per se, but, like, there needs to be, like, our financial person. Then, like, you know,
we definitely need a team, and that's mm-hmm. something we're working
whether
on.
We're outsourcing it or people that yeah. will come on board. But, like, there's so many moving parts. And me and Ayana just a couple of weeks ago had, like, a real in-depth conversation of, like, what it is. Because there's different aspects when you're running a business about what it is you have to do, what it is you want to do, what it is you know how to do.
Yeah.
And even though, because Ayana, like, she very much takes a hands-on approach on the operations part of it, but she really doesn't like it. But she's so good at it. So that's just one example. So it's like, I think that being a business owner and being able to, like, make your own decisions, what come, like, the plus about it is getting, yeah, we're gonna have to do things that we don't want, but majority yeah. of the time it should always be things we want, because that's what we left corporate for, because right. in corporate we were doing shit that we didn't want to do constantly,
right?
And this time that's like
the we're supposed to be able to create this life that we want. So it's like mm-hmm. trying to figure out how we can do that. Like, obviously we know running a business, we're the leads, there's going to be a lot of stuff that we have to do, mm-hmm. but how can we make it still enjoyable? How can we make it still to a point where we're still passionate about what we're putting out exactly. here, you know? And I think that's, like, not that it's a blurry line, but it's been a challenge to kind of mm-hmm. navigate through that,
because at the same time, like, because there's so much stuff and it's just me and her, we it's still tough. Have to get it done. Like, yeah. it still has to happen. Even if this is, maybe right now, I have to do it down the line when it could be pushed off to someone else. It won't be something I'm so, like, in charge of.
Yeah.
But no matter what, if you're a business owner yourself or, like, in the process of entrepreneurship, you should understand every aspect of the business anyway, so you know how it's operating.
It's necessary. You mm-hmm. just have to,
like, even if you're not the one, like, doing it, you know how it works, how what looks out of place, right. like, you know,
because when someone goes on vacation, mm-hmm. when someone's not in the mood, when someone has like their shit going on,
and so you don't get jerked,
you gotta pick up the pieces, and yes, and if something's not looking right, mm-hmm. you gotta know how it should look,
right?
So I mean, but we've, like, learned, like, not that we didn't know all of that, but we've, like, really been learning that this yeah. year.
And, I mean, we both knew a lot of stuff, yeah. but it's nothing, it's almost like college learning versus real world learning.
Agreed.
Until you implement and, like, apply, like, practicality, it doesn't absorb the same way, because I remember putting a business plan together. I remember, like
right. We both went to business school.
MBAs over here.
But you couldn't tell, because, like, we like, what?
Yeah, and I know the verbiage. I get it, because even when we was having a conversation with our advisor for, like, LLC and whatever corporation, and we were, like, we know these terms, but then you have to remind me, what's the difference between both or whatever?
So you gotta, and then there's so many, like, other things, though, like, you have to think about. So it's like, mm-hmm. how does that apply to us? Does this work for us?
Right.
You know, like, it's different. And then we're also a partnership, which is a whole different thing. You know, mm-hmm. before we was running in these streets solo.
Yeah, not having to worry about, like, anybody's schedule but my own.
Yeah, it's... I think, like, not the hardest part, but a challenging part of
is our schedules.
Yeah. Trying to, like, navigate that is funny as hell.
It is, because non-corporate girls is just one part of the thing. Like, we do math. Like, Mimi series is a whole other thing. Situation at it, so.
Yeah. It's just a lot. So, but we've been, you know what, in this whole Thanksgiving episode, we're just tapping ourselves on the back, because, you know what, we could have stopped a long time ago. We didn't. Yeah. We're still here, and we're trying to come through with season two.
In this time, have you been like, have you felt
quite... Oh my God, mad times!
Okay, I thought it was just me.
No!
I was like, I don't know, I want to do this anymore.
No,
but
mad
it was
times.
Not because I didn't want to, it was just like...
It's just because it's a lot of work.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
But then I'm just like, I'm a prideful person as well. I'm like, no, this is going to follow through. Like we said, this is our ticket out. Like, this is going to, it's going to
everything we've been wanting and talking about for years can manifest through this platform.
Exactly.
Whatever we're doing here, whatever that shapes out to be, we're still figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Whatever direction it goes in, we know that this all lined up for this. Mm-hmm. So that's what keeps me going. Because yes. I know that This is what we were meant to be doing right now, this moment. You know, I know that much. So no matter how much work it is, this is a lot of work, and it's a lot to think about. And not just like, and not even like with us, just people.
Yes.
People are like crazy and disappointing. Mm-hmm.
And so underwhelming. Oh, and they don't God. See no, like, it's just a... That's a whole other barrier. Whole, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
And I just... Because I'm sure that in corporate space or, like, bigger agencies with bigger budgets, like, I just want to understand what is, like... What is it that they deal with? Because they get paid way more money. And the follow-through is not as... Or is, like, you know, I know I they mean, do
it is. It is. Like, it's just on a different level, you yeah. know? It is. I mean, I come from agency life, so... People are disappointing. And then also with clients, you have to bend over backwards a lot. Yeah. And as we know, you have to bend over backwards a lot. And it's just like, it's really about, is it worth it or not? It's like, mm-hmm. really, that's the pros and the cons. Like, is this money worth it? Is this project worth it? Yeah. And that's something we've been understanding ourselves as a yeah. small boutique situation and figuring out, like, what's worth it and what's not. Because we're also, it's just the two of us. We're putting in time, mm-hmm. money, energy.
And most of the people we bring on, we believe in them so much. That even that can cause a problem, because if we believe in you more than you believe in you,
it don't it's like work. How
yeah, it really does.
And work. Then us talking to you about why you should believe in yourself, like why you should believe in this and what we're trying to do, it's just like wasted energy, you know? Mm-hmm. Because again, how can we believe in your project or what you're doing more than you?
Right, and it's your business because we're not.
It's just a lot.
No. Moving on from that.
We're so, yeah, we're just really grateful, though, because as you back see, there is a lot that we've endured this year, but it's all
and
been...
It's not even over.
It's not even over, but it's just, it's so rewarding.
What are you most excited for 2018?
Oh, my God. Merchandise.
Yes.
Merchandise. We gonna launch our merchandise.
Like, I'm just thinking of the whole strategy and, like, the marketing behind how that's
gonna
drop. It's
gonna be dope. Gonna look as... Okay.
Dope as AF. Yes.
What are you most excited about?
For 2018, excited about... that's very trying of a question.
I'm done.
It is. I am excited for, like, non-corporate girl stuff, but you know when things in your life is not, like, mm-hmm. I try not to compartmentalize things. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, is a whole,
yeah,
it's a whole thing. So if one thing is off for me, it, like, trickles over. I don't know if that's how it should be, or you should really know how to separate stuff, but I'm like,
depends on the person.
Yeah, so I'm the type of person, like, one aspect of me could really seep into others, and because I'm not, like, at a in 100. A balanced mm-hmm. yeah space, it could set me off, so it even requires more attention and more focus from my part,
yeah,
for the things that matter, so that it's not like a domino effect of, like, yeah, just fucked up shit.
Yeah, it's, you know? And it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, we're all work in progress, so it's hard. Mm-hmm. Every day. Like, there's no day that everybody is like, oh my God, I love life. I love, like...
But you know what's funny? I'm that person that I'm always like, I love life. I love life. Like, you ask me, am I okay? Because I just don't try to set into a feeling for too long.
Yeah,
and
but,
stay there. Even though I acknowledge but, it, I and, accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, because you are human.
And... No, I do. But it's just like, I don't like... It's like
you don't want,
like,
to let that lead your day, though. You don't want, yeah, to let the negativity lead your day. No,
and I don't
that.
Want it to become, because what do they say that? I feel like what was the saying? I don't know if it's that opinions or, like, things that happen in your life are not facts.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the way it says, like, situations are not facts.
Oh, yeah,
or
they're
your
not.
Feelings are not facts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I try not to settle into, like, because I feel this way.
Didn't Fancy say that too?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it in, like...
But it's true, though.
I've heard it in, like, some podcasts, or, like, I saw memes about it. But, yeah, like, what you feel is definitely subjective, and it could change. And
mm-hmm.
you
of
don't
course.
Have to, like, let your situation get the best of you. Mm-hmm. But lately...
Well, but 2018, one thing you're excited about.
I would say non-corporate girls. I really am. Like, not specifically merchandising. I'm excited about, like, everything as a
yeah,
whole. Like,
yeah.
Who are the new clients that are going to come over? Like, I know it's going to be lit. Like, I'm just really excited for it. And just the time. Because I think from this year to next, we have, like, better guidelines.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, the setup is so real. Like, for the whole month of December, we're not recording because we're just not recording. We have, like, a good 4 or 5 days where we sitting down for a straight brainstorming session, mm-hmm. morning to evening.
Yep. And that's the thing, like, we're always working. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. So, like, mm-hmm. you know, whether we see each other or not, whatever, we're always working. There's always things to do. So, this is going to be really good for December because we get to plan.
We're planning
everything.
Like, from strategies to social to, like, how we want it to look, because it's hard to be in the middle of doing stuff. And yeah. also plan for what, like, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
So hard.
You need to get ahead of the game.
And also, like we were saying, when we started in February, we weren't, like, a business. You know what I'm saying? No. We were two girls who decided to do a podcast and vent mm-hmm. about all the shit that we just wasn't feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a business. So yes. now we've had the opportunity to go through this process in all its glory, mm-hmm. and now we have a better idea of, like, the business side and what we need to do, which is really great. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm grateful for that. So now we can actually come through next year hard and with a plan, and yes. it's like with good stuff. It's good stuff, you
yeah,
know.
We didn't have a plan this time, and it was fine. It was just more like
we didn't have a plan though.
We didn't. We just kind of, like, threw ourselves in.
We jumped in, and sometimes you have to do that. Absolutely. Yeah. Because if not, you'll never start.
And it's not even that you never start. You just think about how it should look like, or how it should look like when you start. And really, just go.
Jump in.
Just do it. Do it. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. So, on that note, we're just really excited. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for all of you
who've been, like, listening. Like, we have... Another thing I'm going to try to do for next year is, like, really more... pay attention to, like, our numbers, and because for me it hasn't been about, like, how many people are listening, although because it is a business aspect that we're looking into for, like, you know, advertisement and stuff like that, but it was just more about quality. Like, yeah. if 10 people are listening at any given moment, we just want those 10 people to, like,
really get something from
yeah
this,
like,
you know?
I just
one person
recording.
Is really, like,
yeah, it didn't matter how many people was listening. It was just like, we know we have, like, a solid body of work
yeah.
in these episodes.
Absolutely.
That's just, like, I'm super proud of every single last one of them. They were not half-assed. They were fully, authentically us. And
they were lit.
They were.
Like, we're in the bomb.
We are. And, like, everybody says it, that we just flow so well. I agree.
We got it.
Sorry. You can't be my co-host. I'm sorry. Maybe what we will do though for 2018 is have maybe our followers, maybe we could do like a contest and have one of them be like a co-host with us,
maybe.
Like, you know, has a trying thing or whatever.
Maybe.
Not that it would be like a forever thing. It's just a contest, guys.
We'll see.
You can't be my
co-host. We'll see how that goes. We definitely do want to do more contests and giveaways and mm-hmm. things like that,
and like support, like, you know, if we can support, let's
say businesses,
yeah. you know,
brands.
Somebody has said something about, like, I want to have a baby, not a baby shower, but like a business shower. And, like, people get gifts for having a new baby. Can I have some gifts for having this new business? Like,
I want a business shower.
Right?
Can we have one? Can we do that?
We can. We can use some.
I had a college shower.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And my friends were like, who do you think you are? A bitch that's going to college and need shit.
I just had
college. And it was lit. My college shower was thebomb.com.
Really? I got... What I have... No.
I got my whole dorm room funded.
I'm thinking, because I feel like I had a... Oh, I did have like a semi-college shower because we had a barbecue and people brought gifts yeah. and like stuff and like gift cards so I could do some college shopping. Yeah, I guess I had a college shower.
I had a registry.
This bitch. Costco was my best friend. Costco, like, and Target for the college. Yo,
they're Target, like, will always be like the number one.
They are the number one spot.
Target should sponsor. Do something with us. You hear Target?
Yeah, Target. Hashtag Target. At Target. What else? Was there anything else? I'm telling you, we was talking so much stuff. I was sitting here cracking up.
I think that was.
Yo, about, it's been like 45 minutes already
yeah.
talking shit with y'all.
Oh, with you. All with love.
Yeah. We just wanted to, like, recap and, like, in summation, just be like, yo, We were lit.
And we're thankful.
And we're thankful. Super thankful.
We're so excited that we have an organic following. Mm-hmm. And people riding with us. 600 and something
followers on Instagram. Yes, people
riding with us. Listening to our episodes. 38 and counting.
Mm-hmm. So we can't ask for nothing more. Like, if there's anything I want to put my all into because it's going to give me all I want back.
Yes.
Is non-corporate girls.
Facts.
Non-corporate girls right here. You a non-corporate girl, too. I know it. I see it.
Everybody non-corporate.
Yes.
Okay.
Because are you non-corporate or not? And it's more of a mentality. We say this all the time. Yes. Non-corporate is about you living your authentic life, like taking ownership of the life you want to live and not being
confined
to anything that doesn't serve you.
Facts. Can someone bring us on as a panelist? Because yes, we would love to talk about...
Oh, 2018!
Our tour!
Yes!
TBD on that, though. We can't give you too many details, but...
TBD on a tour, and just TBD to, like, next year being on panels as non-corporate girls.
Yeah,
like,
just more engagement and awareness for ourselves.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So, I think that's it.
I think that is everything that we have to offer for today.
For today.
But there'll be more to come, more social posts. Like, hit us up, DM us. Mm-hmm. Once the website goes out, we want you to subscribe.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing stuff to, like, get our newsletter acquisitions up and, like, get everybody, like, in the know before the launch. We'll do something for that.
And we want to have a party.
And we want to have something. And also, like, in December, we're probably going to do, like, little, like, snaps and stuff. Mm-hmm. So follow us so you can, like, see our rants and what we do.
So in the meantime, in between time, stay fly.
Bye.
Bye.